Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Thursday on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. 4 hours! 4 hours of AEW last night. And hey, next week, it's another 4 hours. Got 2 hours of Impact tonight, 3 hours of Impact tomorrow, 3 hours of SmackDown tomorrow. Worlds Collide, Money in the Bank. Man, we're just getting started, brother. But we'll talk about that today. We'll get that Dynamite report in and talk about all the news. Have you guys heard Vince McMahon sold stock? It's true. Yeah, we'll talk about that for about 10 seconds today. Also got notes on Bill Goldberg. He's training for his final match. He says he knows when it is. So I guess he's trying to get in shape. But, you know, he's 58 and he says things are tough. We'll see about that. We got some NXT ratings for you. Sting is going to be making a convention appearance during All In Weekend. If you want a picture with white bearded Sting, which is so incredible. When I saw it, I thought it was like a Photoshop, but that's actually Sting. So I'm tempted to go to All In, if we're being honest. But we'll talk about that and then whatever you want to talk about. If you want Texas, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is email. Tom and I today, we'll probably have some time to go through these. I always say that, but things always come up. You know how things go in a live show. But I'm going to try to get into those text messages here today. And we'll talk about all the lineups and maybe make some predictions and all that kind of good stuff. And, of course, you can also follow me on X. I am at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. I am F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I got a lot of cameos I'm doing today. So once you jump in, they're only $10. F4W Online on Cameo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Nightmare! If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, secrets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, a Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. You can pick that mic up anytime, brother.
I'm in the house, baby.
Golly.
Ready to go.
We're going to have to turn off that AC or something. It sounds like I don't even know what.
Oh, my God, every day.
Well, it's loud, dude. We can all hear it. What do you want me to do? You're doing a radio show, brother. Yeah, move the mic closer.
A little bit better.
That's actually a little bit better. Well, we got a lot to get into here today, don't we? Actually 4 hours.
Almost. 4 hours. Going to jam 4 hours.
How much
of
did
AEW.
You watch?
I watched the highlights. I watched the majority of the four-way with Kenny Omega and the, I guess, non-title match between Jon Moxley and Briscoe. But tough to catch up on a four-hour show. You know what I mean?
You're asking me?
I'm telling you.
I'll do my best to cover the rest of it. Yeah, there's 4 hours yesterday, 4 hours next Wednesday. And I was really thinking of I was thinking of going to that show next Wednesday, but it's like I ain't driving. And the way down, because it would be during the day, it's probably going to be like 4 hours. 4 hours down, 4 hours show, and then 3 hours back. It's like that ain't happening. If the show were only 2 hours, I'd consider it, but I ain't driving down there and watching 4 hours and having to get back. It's just not happening. So I guess I'll have to go to AEW in Kent, which actually I don't think they advertised it at all on the show last night. They did the week prior, which was good. But they're coming to the Showare Center in Kent. And it's bizarre because it's
what,
like,
when is that? Next week?
Well, it's weird. I can find it. I think it might be a couple of weeks. No, next week is Portland, obviously. So I think it's a week after.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
But it's weird because they're running like, I mean, I think they're running Saturday at the Showare Center, and then for Collision, and then they're running the following Wednesday for Dynamite. So I think like everybody just has to fly out here and just chill out in Kent for like 5 days. I want to make sure I get this right because I just remember reading it and thinking, wait, what? You're coming.
I mean, hey, if you're going to be up there, now is probably the time to be there.
Well, right? I mean, this is the best time to be up here, but I mean, it's just kind of a weird. Why would you come up here? Yeah, they're here June 21st, Saturday, and then they're here at the same building on Wednesday. So it's not like they rented the building and they're taping just like Dynamite and Collision, then everyone can like fly in then go home. It's like people got to fly in like Friday and then they have to stay here till like Thursday.
Well, not necessarily, because not everybody goes to all the shows.
I guess.
Some guys are only at Collision, some guys are only at Dynamite.
Oh, man.
So.
That's weird. But anyway, that's coming up. All right, a couple of news notes here. Former WWE Chairman Vince McMahon sold 1.5 million shares of TKO.
No, I thought he was buying it back. No. What happened? I thought, come on.
You know what's funny is, I mean, I'm sure it's been in other places, but like Dave spends so much time on Twitter. Like, he brought this up, and I remember he goes, everyone's talking about how they think Vince is... And I was like, they are? I have absolutely no idea what you're talking... What are you talking about? And I guess it's like it was a big discussion yesterday. Maybe Vince is going to buy back WWE. And it's like, if you're not on Twitter 24-7, I have no idea. I was way over my head. He's not buying back WWE, everybody. I mean, I think that's all we need to say. If you want more, I guess you can go to Twitter. But it's not happening. But anyway, he sold some shares. And according to Dave, he's got 8% left. According to Brandon Thurston, he's got 3% left.
Oh, the battle continues between these two.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to have a math battle.
Well, it's not. No, here's the thing, because everyone's bringing up math and how he wanted me to do math last night. It's actually not an issue with math. It's an issue with how many total TKO shares there are. Dave claims there's 81 million. Thurston claims there's 192 million or something like that. So that's where the discrepancy lies, okay? And I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm pretty sure Thurston is talking about the total number of available shares of all TKO. And Dave is talking about, like, the outstanding shares that can be purchased by the public or whatever. So I think they're both right, but they can deal with that. I'm out. I don't, you know what the big thing is? I don't care. The point is, he sold some stock, and he's not buying the company back, so what difference does it make? He has no voting. Like, he can't vote. It doesn't matter if he's got 3% or 8%. It doesn't matter. So, like, I don't understand the argument.
I do care, because I got some money coming my way, and what I want is I want some of those Vince McMahon stocks. That's what I want.
You want some of his shares?
I want some of the shares that he's putting on the market.
Deal with him, then, not me. Everyone needs to deal with everybody else and not me. That's the new rule, okay?
I'll meet him on 14th and I.
All right, do it.
Or 1, or whatever the hell it is.
I think it's 14th and I. I Street. Because, you know, they had to come up with a name for the street, and they just went alphabetically. And numerically.
Well, that is Washington, D.C. I mean, it's an easy way to create a grid. Our forefathers... Not Matt and Nick Jackson, but the other ones were not exactly known for their, you know, creativity and style, looking back on it. Or maybe they were.
Hey, how you feeling, by the way? You got cracked again the other day, right? Are you getting more straight?
It's Pride Month, buddy.
Yeah. So answer the question.
I feel better.
You do feel better?
I feel better, but I mean, excellent. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know that I'm necessarily...
Well, the first couple times you went, you said you didn't feel worse.
Okay.
And now you're actually feeling better, so that's an improvement.
Let me tell you a little story here.
Okay. I like stories.
I go to the chiropractor. He says, hey, come on Friday. I got a great massage lady here for you. So I come
in
Friday.
Can we tell this story in Observer Live? Okay.
Yes. So I show up, and no one gives me the Iggy. No one tells me what the deal is. Well, this poor lady.
What kind of deal? What are you talking about?
Completely blind. But I don't know that. So I shake her hand and I start walking towards the room with her. And I'm taking up most of the space. And she walked face first into the wall.
Tom. Don't laugh, dude. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not. I mean, I am ashamed of myself. I'm not going to laugh. I am ashamed of myself. I'm not ashamed of myself. Someone should have told me.
Well, that's true. Someone should have told you.
And then the other day I'm in there, and she hears somebody else, so she starts talking to them, and I go, hey, I think you're looking for me. And I'm like, what a bonehead. What an idiot I am.
I don't know about an idiot, but I can confirm you're a bonehead. I've never seen as giant bony a head as you possess.
You have not seen the Neanderthal Voss Grohn, who's fighting an octagon MMA then. But we're way off topic now.
We are. So, but you got a massage and you got adjusted again, and you're starting to feel a little better?
Yeah, I feel a little better. Okay. We'll see how things go.
Good. There's only about, what, 7 more appointments the guy wanted out of you?
I don't think he's getting what he looked for in 7, but
he's going to be 70 by the time this is all said and done. Good thing you're getting that settlement money. You're going to need it.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, based on the number of times you're going to have to go see this fella, I don't know what he's charging. Actually, I do know what he's charging you, but we don't need to talk about that. Goldberg is feeling every part of it, he says, as he trains for his final match.
I've got a massage lady he can go to.
Yeah.
Fix him.
He says, on his CarCast podcast, he revealed a list of ailments, including a left knee injury, that made him extremely limited for some of the training. He said he's winding down his training. Hopefully the world will soon know when my retirement match is. It's uncharted water, because not many people my age have done this, and I'm not just showing up to show up. I need to show up and be me, and I've tapped into me a little bit more as of late. My training, with all the injuries, my age, makes it extremely difficult to get prepared without going overboard. Well, that's true. Hurt myself a couple of times in the past 3 months. He's working through a shoulder injury, rendered him unable to lift his arm for 6 months. That sucks. The aforementioned, big word, left knee injury hurts when he runs. Well, stop running. It's the first suggestion. He's been working on cardio through using a sprint bike, kickboxing, and other things. And he said he had to pull back due to the mileage on his body. So we'll find out soon when and where. Wouldn't be surprised if it's a match with Gunther. Something happens with Gunther and Jey Uso on Raw, and then, you know, they do the big announcement. But I guess we'll find out soon enough. Back in a moment with more exciting wrestling coverage here on Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is here. NXT on Tuesday, 684,000 viewers and a 0.15. So, normal number, you know. And it's 88 on the board here. It's going on and on. Brian doesn't, why is Brian blah, blah, blah? Listen, when you look at these Netflix numbers, okay, obviously there's a decline from the first show. There always is, okay? But the Netflix numbers right now, they don't make any sense, all right? The claim is there's like 970,000 people watching Raw over the course of the entire day. That doesn't make any sense. This guy here, he says, even if the math is flubbed a bit based on guesswork, the trend is straight down. The conversation it should be having is a contingent on guesses about same-day viewing. Dude, the fact that whatever numbers were kind of is like straight down, like, that doesn't make sense. Do you understand? I mean, he doesn't understand because I'm explaining it to him. Like, the trend, you're telling me that the trend on Raw is straight down. They're just bleeding viewers. They've got the lowest number of viewers they've ever had. Less than a million people are watching it over the course of the entire day, okay? However, NXT is normal. SmackDown is normal. Collision is normal. Dynamite is normal. Every other show is normal, but somehow Raw is the one show that is collapsing straight down. Like, am I the only one? That doesn't make sense. That's the point. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit of a decline. It happens with every show from the debut. But there's something about these numbers that doesn't make sense. That's it. Jiminy Christmas. Jumpin' Jehoshaphat!
Yeah.
Talk about, I mean, Sting. What do you think about his beard? That's something we could all sink our teeth into.
I'm not going to go that far. That seems like it could be assault on some levels.
Oh, man, by the way. Okay, listen, I got to say this, all right? Because I actually don't want to say... I don't want to say what happened and to who, okay? People are going to get mad, but there's a reason for this. We all know that Liv Morgan had a stalker, and the stalker was allegedly arrested.
Okay? There was another one.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to say who, and I don't want to say what they did because I don't want people like looking for it and then finding this. But there was another one today. Somebody did something that they shouldn't have done, and I don't want to give the details, but I will say, as of a little while ago, like it was still up. And it might have disappeared by now, but I was told that that is being investigated. They're looking up the IP. They're trying to find this person. So there was another person that did a very stupid thing involving the WWE women, and that's 2 days in a row now. And
there's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now.
Yeah,
Elon Musk just accused Donald Trump of being in the Epstein files.
Jimmy, yeah. Christmas, what next? But I got to say, listen, I don't want to make light of this, okay? I don't want to make light of this. I'm not trying to be funny, okay? But I am kind of laughing a little bit because there was a sketch that ended up on Twitter of the alleged stalker of Liv Morgan. I'm actually going to find out exactly what the tweet said right here. Cops released a sketch of an alleged stalker who was hanging around WWE premises. The identity of the stalker still remains to be unknown. This sketch, I'm not trying to be funny, everybody. It looks exactly like Vinny. And in fact, I didn't even comment on it. I just sent the tweet to Vinny, and he was like, yeah. So it's not Vinny. I can be an alibi for Vinny. He has certainly been around. He's been over to the house a lot. But, oh my God, if you see this sketch, like, the second you look at it, you're like, that's Vinny! But it's not Vinny. So anyway, what next? Tonight is Impact. This whole thing, we talked about it yesterday, like this whole thing with, you know, NXT and TNA and AAA and AEW and New Japan and CML. I mean, this is the most bizarre business. Tonight's Impact has Moose versus Eric Young for the X Division title, Rosemary versus Zaya Brookside in a Monsters Ball match, Heather and M by Elegance versus Harley Hudson and Myra Grace, the Nemeths and Frankie Kazarian versus Santana, Matt Hardy, and Leon Slater, and the return of Joe Hendry. This is the go-home show for tomorrow's pay-per-view, which has Trick Williams versus the Drifter for the TNA title in the main event, Masha Slamovich versus Lei Ying Lee, the Nemeths versus the Rascals, Steve Macklin and Mance Warner for the international title, Santino versus Robert Stone for the sole director of authority, and Joe Hendry faces Frankie Kazarian. Wild. And then we got the Worlds Collide on Saturday. This is a joint WWE AAA show. Vikingo defends the mega title that he won from what's-his-face, Alberto El Patron, against Chad Gable. Ethan Page versus Javon, Rey Fénix, and Laredo Kid. Stephanie and Lola Vice versus Chic Tormenta and Dalice. Santos Escobar, Angel, and Berto versus Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., Psycho Clown, and Pagano.
Yes.
Dragon Lee, Cruz del Toro, and Lince Dorado versus Aerostar, Octagon Jr., and Mr. Iguana. Holy smokes.
I saw an interview with Mr. Iguana on the old X earlier where he was saying that they asked him what his hobby is, his favorite hobby. You know what he said, Brian? Jiu-jitsu.
Really? I thought he was going to say hanging out in the sun.
No. They also asked him what his greatest fear was. He said grasshoppers.
Really? Mr. Iguana does jiu-jitsu, huh? That's pretty cool. Money in the Bank's got Seth Penta, El Grande Americano, Solo Sikoa, Andrade, and LA Knight, Money in the Bank. Rhea Ripley, Stephanie, Roxanne, Naomi, Julie, and Alexa Bliss, Money in the Bank. John Cena and Logan Paul versus Cody and Jey Uso. And Lyra and Becky for the Intercontinental title. I'm trying to figure this out here.
The women's match?
No, like...
Naomi's winning it.
Well,
Jade Cargill's beaten Tiffany for the belt. Naomi beats Jade Cargill.
Okay, that's definitely booking. I'm trying to figure out how this could work.
Oh, Pagano gets lit on fire, but he wins the match with a splash through a table.
I'm trying to figure out the booking of the men's Money in the Bank.
If
Money in the Bank had been in December, then I got the whole thing figured out. But it's not. It's in June.
Seth Rollins is winning it, and he's beating Jey Uso at SummerSlam for the belt.
See, El Grande Americano's in the match, but Chad Gable is wrestling earlier in the day. So I think that Chad Gable should suffer an injury. El Grande Americano would win Money in the Bank, but unmask as Kurt Angle, who would then cash in on John Cena and beat him in his final match. What do you think about that one?
Good callback.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
I don't think it's happening.
Not bad. Well, it's not happening. You know the last match that Kurt Angle needs to come out of retirement for is a ladder match. Just so we know.
But yeah. Hey, I was thinking that earlier this morning too, actually.
What, did she come out of retirement for the ladder match?
Yeah, that the last thing Kurt Angle should do is come out for that ladder match.
Sting is set for a convention appearance that I tried to talk about earlier, but I was interrupted. He'll be at the Sheraton Arlington Hotel July 11th and 12th, part of StarCast, and also part of this All-In weekend. You want to go to All-In? What are you doing that weekend?
The 12th or something?
It's July 11th and or it's July 12th. Are you around?
For some reason, I think I got to be here.
I'm strongly considering it with each passing day. Come on, going to Texas in the summer, it's going to be hot.
Oh my God, it's going to be brutal. It's nice outside or hot. What? Isn't it at the baseball stadium? Where's this show at?
It will be at...
it's covered. It's Globe Life Field.
Globe Life Field. It's covered. I hear. Oh. Heard a voice in my head. Just, you know. So, yeah, I'm thinking about it. Who here on the chat's going all in? Anybody? Brian Rose says it'll be at night indoors. So that's not going to be too bad. I mean, it will go till like 1 a.m., I think. But, I mean, we can deal with that later.
You know what I thought was kind of ironic?
What's that?
The UFC, they're not doing that show in Guadalajara in early September now for UFC Noche. But they moved it to like the Alamo. Is this a symbolic move? Taking that card to San Antonio?
Might be. I don't know. Everyone's just sending me all these messages. Apparently, I might have said too much, and people have found this stuff online. Whatever.
Hopefully, you're gonna find it easily if you're searching.
Hopefully, they pull it down quick. And I think I was told even the FBI was involved. So I can find it here.
Little Guido.
I mean, they're not messing around. Yeah, the FBI is looking at the IP address of the fellow that did it. So they ain't messing around. Back in a moment with Fyter Fest, Observer Live.
Macy's Valentine's Day sale has great deals on something special for your special someone, like 45% off select diamond jewelry, and save on their signature scent with fragrance gift sets for him and for her. Best of all, get an extra 20% off Valentine's gifts with your coupon or Macy's card. And Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster tomorrow during Macy's Star Money Bonus Days. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Oh, God. Wrestling Observer Live. All right, let's talk about Fyter Fest. 4 hours of action. I mean, honestly, like, it was a good 4 hours, but man, by the end of that show, I was exhausted. Then I had to do math. We had a Will Ospreay interview, and he talked about this whole thing with Swerve and Hangman, and, you know.
What's going on with this Will Ospreay? He's trying really hard.
He's between a rock and a hard place is the problem here. And these guys don't want to work together, but he thinks for the best interest of the company they should work together and win that title back from Moxley and then all fight each other, but the other two guys aren't into it. So out comes, of all people, the Crew. And this sets up a match for later on in the show. John Moxley, Mark Briscoe, excellent match. A lot of blood, a lot of violence. Mark Briscoe's awesome. He was fighting for the for his child after he got beaten last week. His kid thought he gave up. Mark was going to prove he'd never give up. And then the exact same finish happened.
Yeah.
Is there like a story we're going to here? Because that's just not right.
Well, we do have 6 weeks until that AEW pay-per-view, so still plenty of more time.
Moxley, but man, they did a number on poor Mark Briscoe here. His kid, he ain't ever going to live this one down. We had Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa versus Julia Hart and Sky Blue. This match was so much fun. Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa are the best team, and like, all I could think when this is over is they need to be the women's tag team champions. But they don't have women's tag team titles. And it's too bad. They were great. We had Max meeting with Ospreay. And they teased a Bobby Lashley-Will Ospreay match. Any bets on whether that match is going to happen, anybody?
Did you notice the crowd firmly behind Lashley?
Well, because he used to live here. That was
where
the deal.
They were in Denver?
They were in Denver. And so immediately he came out, and MVP noted that Lashley used to live here, but he moved to Texas. And he said, what do you think of Denver? And Lashley did the dramatic thumbs down, so they were total heels. So then Max came out, and he wants a match at Grand Slam Mexico with Mystico. But then Speedball Commander and Kevin Knight came out, and they said they wanted a match against the Hurt Syndicate, and MVP goes, nope, you need to earn it. If you want a shot, impress us tonight. So it was Commander, Speedball, and Kevin Knight versus Rush, Mortos, and Dralistico. And they had an excellent match. Excellent match. And in fact, Kevin hit Mortos with the UFO splash, got the win. So MVP said, next week you guys can have a trios match. MJF, Lashley, and Shelton. And he said, we'll give you a preview right now, but the babyfaces ran them off. And that was that. We had Christian and the Patriarchy doing a promo. I'll need time on Brian and Vinny tonight for this one. Christian signed him to a four-way for the Ring of Honor title later. But what a crew he assembled. Max Caster's in the ring. He's doing his gimmick. What are you doing?
I'm listening.
Max Caster, you think it's an ice cream cone or something? Max Caster does his deal, 5-minute challenge. Hobbs accepts, kills him in a minute. And, you know, we had 4 hours, so we had to do something. But, God, between Max and his old former partner, what's his name? Anthony Bowens.
Yeah.
My, how the mighty have fallen. And every week it gets defended harder and harder. And every week they plummet further and further. It's crazy.
How come Bowens is still doing the scissor?
Because he wasn't doing it for a while and he was even less over. So he's trying to bring back something that the people are into. We had Kenny, Brody King, Claudio, and Mascara Dorada four-way for the international title. Very good main event. They made Dorada look like $1 million, which wasn't hard because he always looks like $1 million. Omega caught him, one-winged angel, got the pin. And then afterwards, out comes Okada, and they have a stare down. They have a shoving match. They have a brawl. Okada got punched right in the freaking mouth. I mean, he just got jabbed right in the face. He's bleeding. His lips all busted open. They went for each other's finishers. Neither made it. And then they said, there will be a big announcement by Tony Khan later in the show. A huge announcement by Tony Khan. I was like, man, we haven't had one of those in a while. And the huge announcement by Tony Khan was Tony Schiavone said they're having a match at All In.
Winner take all.
Winner take all, yeah. We've known this for a while. But yes.
My prediction on the prediction show is that this would headline the show.
I don't think it's gonna.
I don't think so either, no.
No.
But hey.
Ricochet video package saying he's looking for a crew, which coincidentally led to one member of the crew, Lio Rush, facing Will Ospreay. And, like, it was fun for what it was, but it's like, it's every Ospreay match. I'm going to give this guy, like, tons of stuff and make him look like the star, and then I'll win. And that's exactly what happened here, even though Lio never wins, and it's a jobber team. And then he gets attacked afterwards by Action Andretti, and Hangman has to make the save. So now we'll have Ospreay and Andretti coming up next.
They keep foreshadowing that Ricochet will be joining with the crew.
Yeah.
The crew. I think it's going to be a swerve. I think it's too obvious. I think it might just be maybe the top flight crew.
Oh, my God. Well, he's a geek, you know. So they do have many, many geek teams that he could team with to make it complete.
Well, who's geekier now, the crew or top flight?
They're both geeks. I mean, literally, they're both booked as complete geeks. I would say that based on their ring outfits, Lio Rush and Action Andretti are bigger geeks. I mean,
no way.
I don't think even your son.
The Nintendo Switch 2 just hit today.
No.
And those turtle shells that they're wearing are in high demand, baby.
They're what were those little mushroom guys on?
They looked like they stepped out of Mario Kart.
No, the original Super Mario Brothers. They had those little, what were those, Goombas? I forget what they were called.
Yeah, Koopa. That's not what those look like.
What were they called, Dom?
Goombas.
They were called Koopas. Goombas are the little brown, round dudes that look like mushrooms.
Yeah, but the Koopas were the ones that had the spikes.
Yes.
Okay, see, I'm not an idiot.
Bowser, a.k.a. King Koopa.
Yeah. Then we had Hangman cutting a promo, and he vowed that All In Texas would be his night, and he promised he would never, under any circumstances, ever accept help from Swerve Strickland. This is a lying babyface here. That's what we got. Then Moxie hit the ring, but Claudio or Will showed up with chairs, and they chased off the heels. We had a Don Callis family promo. He was out of his mind. They needed an extra person for the six-man later, and it ended up being Hechicero. And my God, Don Callis introducing this guy. I mean, holy smokes. What a job he did.
So is Hechicero in now?
Nah, he was just needed for the evening. I think. Maybe he's in. FTR versus Atlantis and Templario. This was a good match, but like FTR, like every match they have is like incredible. And so this wasn't. So I was kind of disappointed, yeah. But it was still really good. And of
the
course,
the finish kind of did something didn't look right.
Well, what didn't look right was they did the Ultimate Warrior Rick Rude Bobby Heenan spot where the babyface goes to suplex the heel in, but the other heel grabs the foot and then holds the foot down. But for whatever reason, when Cash got his foot grabbed, he, like, jumped to the middle of the ring. And so Dax can't even hold his foot down because he's too far away. It was weird. This was pretty good, but I expected better.
Plus, like, Stokely should have been the one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This like, old Stokely.
Dax is in the match.
And then, you know, the announcers say FTR had a 5-match win streak. And so a normal person, which I like to think I am, immediately goes, well, when are they getting a tag team title match? And there's no mention of the tag team titles. Stokely cuts a promo, No mention of the Hurt Syndicate. No mention of the tag team titles. It's like they've got the belts on Hurt Syndicate, but they don't want to beat them or even really have them sell for anybody. So they have all of these tag teams that they won't put with the Hurt Syndicate. It's like the Hurt Syndicate's just this island all their own, and they just deal with random geeks. But, like, all of the winning tag teams have no... It's weird. We had Bandido and Los Outrunners versus Takeshita, Fletcher, and Hechicero. Good match. People were so into these Los Outrunners. And they made the big comeback, but then Fletcher thwarted the SOB elbow, hit the brainbuster, got the pin. Good match. We had Penelope and Megan Bain being up Anna Jay, which led to the return of Ty Mello. So she's back. We had Nick Wayne, Sammy Guevara, AR Fox, and Lee Johnson in a four-way for the Ring of Honor title. And Nick won, obviously. Although the fans were super into AR Fox, whose gimmick is he just gets a title match every other week, and he's never, ever won a singles match on AEW television. Not even like a squash. He's never won a singles match on AEW television. But he just repeatedly gets title shots. And then afterwards, Christian put the belt on Nick's shoulder. I'll have a lot to say about this tonight when I got more time. We had Tekla and Lady Frost, which I've been begging for matches like this in AEW. And they finally did it. And it got over huge because it's like common sense, but they never do it. It's Tekla's debut, and she murdered Lady Frost. She murdered her in like a minute and a half. I think Lady Frost might have got a spot. I don't even think she got that. She just got murdered, and then she got murdered afterwards, and Queen Aminata had to come down and throw a shoe at Tekla to run her off. Because that's how you kill a spider, you know? You hit it with a shoe. No one thought about that but me? Wake up, everybody. And an Aminata challenge Tekla for next week. Good luck with that one. We had the huge announcement.
I don't use a shoe.
Well, I don't either. I gently pick them up with my hands and I deposit them outside.
I eat them.
It's a bit full of protein. RPG Vice and Josh Alexander and Lance Archer versus Paragon and Danny Garcia. Man, what is it with this poor Paragon? They are always put in like the most... Let's put you in a position where you will for sure get no heat, no matter how good the match is. They had that death spot at the pay-per-view, and then they put him on here 4 hours into the show. And by the way, everybody, for the record, four-hour edition of AEW, Tony still had an overrun. Yep.
Never change.
I got to admit, the guy is like, he is going to do what he is going to do, like... You know what he would have been? He would have been a great fiddler on the Titanic. I mean, no matter what happens, he's going to play his music. That thing can hit an iceberg. It can start going down. He's going to play his music all the way down. So anyway, the babyfaces won when Cole pinned Rocky with the boom. And hey, the wrestling was good, but man, I was so tired. And I got to do it again next week. He is a sicko. Tony Khan is a sicko. You know what I'm saying? Nice. That's why the sickos are so defensive of everything that he does, because they're also sickos. They're all sickos. Like, you can see it. You can see how people are. And if you're confused about anything in AEW, you don't understand Tony. And if you think that everything is incredible, then you are exactly like Tony. I think the issue is that the vast majority of people on this planet are not like Tony.
I talked to Tony a little bit backstage at that Dean show, and you know what he wanted to talk about? You know what he wanted to talk about? Ric Flair in the 80s.
That sounds about right. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
A Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my God. What were you saying about Naito?
Tetsuya Naito made an announcement earlier today.
Yeah.
He and Bushi have lost the rights to both of their themes and the ability to use the Los Ingobernables de Japón faction name. But tomorrow, he will announce he and Bushi's new team name.
Really?
So, looks like there's some motion across the ocean when it concerns Tetsuya Naito.
I was trying to think of something witty, but I couldn't. Well, you know, tonight it's going to be the Brian and Vinny show, and we got 4 hours of Dynamite to really sink our teeth into, as well as NXT.
Like it's
this
a
week.
Shoot steak.
Yeah, like 72-ounce steak, brother. Holy smokes. But where's my calculator? 76
pounds.
6 divided by 6. It's 76 or 72?
It's 6 pounds. It's a 6-pound steak.
No, it's not.
4.75.
This is important. The question is, how many shares are in each steak?
Yeah, get me on the ratings talk.
Yeah.
I'll figure
anyway,
this out.
We got a lot to talk about, including NXT, which it's funny. Like, NXT ended, and I was like, that's a pretty good show. And then I reviewed it segment by segment yesterday, and I hated it. So we'll see what I feel like tonight. And we'll review both of those shows. WrestlingObserver.com. Or you can get us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. Lots going on, everybody. So check it out. Thank you, Tom. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Big Dom. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.